like I told my last wife. I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
It's all in the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, a podcast all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke, that's all you really need to know about me, but I'm a super fan of this movie, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Bigger Trouble in Little China. So let's get started, and welcome to It's All in the Reflexes.
This is the alley fight scene between the Chang Xing and the Wing Kong. Jack and Wang are chasing the Lords of Death, who have kidnapped Mao Ying but lose them because of the Puma truck that cuts them up. But Wang knows where they go to sharpen their knives, so they drive down this alley and just happen to find the Chang Xing, or the Xing Dings as Jack calls them, and they're having a funeral parade for Lem Li. The Wing Kong turn up, there is a Chinese standoff, don't say a word. And then a big epic fight scene. And then there is a big explosion of green flame just before the three storms emerge. And that's where I'm stopping it, at 19 minutes and 35 seconds. So 15 minutes and 55 seconds to 19 minutes and 35 seconds of Big Trouble in Little China. That's what I'm talking about on this episode.
If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you.
This is a great scene with so many standout moments. It took about 3 days to film it. And like I said on past episodes, Jeff Tamada, the stunt coordinator, with James Liu, played about 20 different characters, different Chang Xing, Wing Kongs, just changing headbands, eye patches, wigs, and things like that. And it was all like the actors and the stuntmen would work out their own kind of little fights, and then the camera crew would kind of work around them to get the action, film it. Jack and Wang have interrupted the funeral to Lem Li, being held by the Chang Xing. Lem Li is the previous sort of godfather type character of Little China, who got assassinated by the Wing Kong under orders from Lo Pan, and the Wing Kong are crashing the funeral to have a fight. Or maybe that's the reason why they killed Lem Li, to get all the Chang Xing in one place. Previous episode we see Lo Pan as a sort of a homeless street person, maybe getting a good view of the fight. Maybe that's why he was there. And this is just my view, but Jack and Wang turning up maybe changed his plans, and that's why he presents himself later, and that's why we see the three storms, because the three storms, which I will talk about when we see them, sort of come out of nowhere. But anyway, back to this scene. So Jack is looking in his side mirrors, and he sees a figure walking towards him through the smoke and fog, and we get a close-up look, and we see Ao Li Long, the Wing Kong hatchet man. Ao Li Long, Albert Li Long, born in September 30th, 1952, also is known as Ao Kabong Long, and he has another nickname, Mohammy Bruce. He is a stuntman and an actor. He calls himself more of a stuntman than an actor, but he has had so many roles as henchmen in action movies, Lethal Weapon and Die Hard. But he also played Genghis Khan in Bill and Ted really well, and that was great acting in that. He has done so many movies and TV shows. He's almost been on every TV show you can think of, from episodes of The A-Team right up to now to 24 and Deadwood. Just amazing stuntman. Check out his documentary made about him. It's called Henchman, The Ao Li Long Story. It's just great. Well worth giving it a look. You know who he is from Die Hard. He's the bad guy who steals a chocolate bar. And in Lethal Weapon, he is torturing Riggs, Mel Gibson. I love the line when Jack has already got the names wrong of the Chang Xing. He calls them the Xing Dings. There are so many great actors, kung fu actors and stuntmen here. One of the Wing Kong hatchet men is called Eric Lee. I've just bought his book about his life. It's called The Journey of an Artist, Grandmaster Eric Lee. Well worth getting. Not much about Big Trouble in Little China in there, but still interesting. Jack Byrne rolls up his window to protect himself, and then we see a gun. I've looked up online, and it's actually a Webley WG Army model revolver. Gunshot and everything changes. The Wing Kong and the Chang Sing face each other, and for the first time we see the legend that is Gerard Okamura, the golden six-shooter, the man of many weapons. Check him out on Instagram, official Gerard Okamura, and his website, which is just www.geraldokamura.com. You can join his fan club on there, and he sells photos, memorabilia to do with Big Trouble in Little China, custom toys, Lego figures, action figures. He followed me on Instagram and has been a big supporter of this podcast, posting about it on his Facebook page and Instagram. He very kindly sent me a goodie pass all the way from America to the UK, filled with all the kind of his memorabilia that he sells on his website, custom toys, face masks, hand sanitizer, Lego, stickers, lots of stickers, signed photos. So he was well worth checking out. If you're ordering from his site for outside of America, make sure you message them first to get a price on postage. Gerard Okamura, the golden six shooter. He went to a casting call and was with John Carpenter was there, and he was told that he's got the job and had to go to the prop shop or the prop store to pick up his weapons. So he went there the next day, and that's where he was given the golden six shooters. And he was also given the gun belt to go across his chest. But the bullets are much bigger to are too big for the golden six shooters. So we never see the gun that those bullets go for. I think it's just for the effect. On the day in this scene where he does that big scream and sort of the Western style grabbing for his gun, just sort of teasing, wiggling his fingers next to the handle. That was came up with on the day where John Carpenter. I'm taking this from his website. He was born in Hawaii in 1940. He was a designer of various weapons that has featured in dozens of movies and publications across the world. His first TV role was cast as a Shaolin monk alongside David Carradine in the TV series Kung Fu. Great series, used to love that when I was a kid. His first movie role was with James Caan, Bo Hopkins, and Burt Young in a movie called Killer Elite. You get kind of a sense of humour if you read from his website. At the end, it finishes with, although laughably, Gerard is still looking to be cast as the leading man in a romantic feature. Still could happen. The Wing Kong shoots up Lemley's coffin and makes a mess. Jack watches all of this from his truck and gets ready to fight just by pulling out his knife, which always makes me laugh. Then it all goes quiet. The Chang Sing come out of their hiding, clear the mess from the street, and we have a Chinese standoff. Don't say a word. The silence is broken by the scream of Ao Li Long. This happened on the day as well, just John Carpenter came up and asked if he could scream. He said he'd give it a try. Then the Wing Kong and the Chang Sing just run at each other. And what the stuntmen had to do was kind of make sure they kind of run in lines, but just happen to miss each other as they run at each other. One of the Chang Sing, which is James Liu, he's also the associate producer and stunt coordinator, nicknamed the Dragon Master. He gave the idea of I call it the Dragon's Claw, but it's the hand signal that the Chang Sing give each other as they fight. That, you know, the pointed finger, when they kind of got, it kind of means like good form. But that was his idea. He is on Instagram at Dragon Master James Liu. He's communicated with me a few times, and he still has his original script from the movie, and they were given tank tops or vests from the movie and jackets. He also showed pictures of his gift he got from Kurt Russell, which was a truck, digital clock, I think it is, but it looks like, and with the Pork Chop Express. The truck doesn't look like the Pork Chop Express, but it's just sort of a wooden clock with the Pork Chop Express written on it, and that was given out to some of the cast members as a gift from Kurt Russell. And you can see pictures of that on his Instagram page. He was born in 1952, martial arts actor. He has done so many movies and TV appearances as a stunt coordinator and just as a stuntman. He's still working today. He doesn't stop. He has worked with some of the greats, Brandon Lee, Jackie Chan, Jet Li, Tom Cruise, just so many. He was voted favourite action star by the Inside Martial Arts magazine. Internet fans voted him into the Hall of Fame in the Martial Arts History Museum. Inside Kung Fu magazine inducted him as one of the martial arts greats, alongside legends of Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and his friend Jackie Chan. Still, he's worked like recently as the stunt coordinator on the Netflix series Luke Cage, and he was has done stunts on Avengers Endgame. So check him out on Instagram. Another one of the associate producers is Jim Lau. He was credited as Chang Sing number two. He has worked in so many TV shows and films. All the way from the finale of MASH, Little House on the Prairie, and lots of TV shows from like The Fear of the Walking Dead, SWAT, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is funny. In an episode of one of those episodes, they are in Chinatown and they reference the Three Storms. Now, there are a few Chang Sings listed in the credits, but Chang Sing number six, which is George Cheung, he was also the stunt double for Lo Pan. He has worked on many films like Rush Hour, Austin Powers. He was in The West Wing. He portrayed the Chinese ambassador to the United States. And then in the Lost TV series, he portrayed the Chinese ambassador to South Korea. There's so much action fighting going on in these scenes, and people getting shot and stabbed. But in this movie, you never see any blood, which I love. You don't see any blood or gore because there's no need for it. You do see someone get their arm broken. You see a Wing Kong get their arm snapped backwards by the Chang Sing, but there is no blood. On the commentary to this, Kurt Russell does over the commentary on the DVD over this section of the movie. Kurt Russell is talking about how the movie got so many great reviews before it was released, and when he was going to press junkets, I think they call, was when they had lots of press and they have to go and talk to the reporters, give those interviews. They kept saying that, how does it feel to be in this great big movie that's going to be like one of the biggest movies of all time? And it kind of never happened because they didn't publicize it properly. The studio didn't know what to do with it. And he was also saying about how it got so much big ratings for the film. I find that very hard to understand. I saw this when I was about 10 years old on VHS, probably about 1988, 89. Loved it ever since. But it hasn't dated, I don't believe. As I've been watching it again now, it doesn't really date, I don't believe. Some of the fashion, maybe a little bit, but a computer wouldn't help. A smartphone wouldn't do anything for this movie at all. So yes, it is a perfect movie. So then there is a big explosion in the end of this fight, and a green flame, and that is where I'm going to stop it. Because after that, that is the Three Storms. And we'll talk about that on the next episode. So that was 15 minutes and 55 seconds, up to 19 minutes and about 35 seconds.
Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at biggertrouble in Little China. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon for free if you don't use Instagram. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind the scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out, patreon.com/biggertrouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
It's all in the reflexes.